We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What?
Here we go. Not a moment too soon, entering the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mack Show, the one we like to refer to as the bonus hour, with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. Some interesting gun news today. Again, the leftists looking for roundabout backdoor ways to be able to preclude you keeping guns. We'll get to that, but first of all, let's clean up from the last hour with Nancy in Spartanburg, who wants to chime in about holding doors. Hi, Nancy, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby. I just wanted to let you know that there's some ladies like me that just love when men open the doors. I pat them on the back and I ask God to bless them.
There you go.
I just hope they just keep on doing it.
Yeah, and I think the vast majority will, even though we occasionally suffer these slings and arrows of those who want to attack us for being, I guess, what else, politically incorrect.
You have a good evening.
You too, Nancy. Thanks very much for the call. A number of stories caught my eye today that I wanted to pass along to you. Some things that are going on in some other states that might eventually work their way here to the Palmetto State. First one from Fox News. Gun seizures spike nationally as states pass laws aimed at curbing mass shootings. As if the people who commit mass shootings pay any attention to gun laws in the first place. Courts are using an unprecedented number of orders to seize firearms from people they deem to be mentally ill or threats to others following a rash of state-level legislation aimed at curbing mass shootings across the country. Now, here's a question. Are they going to outlaw human error as well? Because if Sheriff Israel down there in Florida had done his job, that individual that shot up Parkland never should have been in a position to be able to buy a gun because of previous offenses he'd committed. If somebody in Washington at the FBI or somebody at the Air Force, in this case, the Texas shooter, guy that shot up the church down there. This guy got a dishonorable from the Air Force because of domestic violence charges brought by his wife, who's now his ex-wife. Somehow, through human error, that conviction was left off his record. So when the FBI did a background check, it didn't show up. Bingo, he could go and buy a gun. What law are the regressives going to pass that's going to eliminate human beings making mistakes? Story continues. Even as conservatives sound the alarm about potential Second Amendment violations, supporters, sometimes across party lines, what else, rhinos, say these red flag laws are among the most promising tools to reduce the nearly 40,000 suicides and homicides by firearm each year in the country. Jaron Lindbaum, a representative of the activist group Washington Ceasefire, said, "I think we're seeing a building consensus in blue states and red states that this is a good way to balance public safety against people's Second Amendment rights." What's that say again? Shall not be abridged? Isn't that it? 9 states have passed laws over the past year allowing police or household members to seek court orders requiring people deemed threatening to temporarily surrender their guns, bringing the total number of states to 14. Several more are likely to follow in the months ahead. More than 1,700 orders allowing guns to be seized for weeks, months, or up to a year were issued in 2018 by the courts after they determined the individuals were a threat to themselves or others. Gavin Newsom in California, he's one of the big ones on this. And you can imagine the list is round up the usual suspects. All right, that was one story in the stack. Yeah. Here's one of the others. Boy, these new freshman Democrats in Congress are trying to outdo each other to see how far left they can go. We know, of course, about AOC and her goofy Green New Deal that calls for eliminating airplanes and cow flatulence. No nukes, by the way. It's all going to be hydropower, solar, wind power. Uh-huh. Then there is Democrat Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. She's the one that got in trouble for the anti-Semitic tweets over the weekend. Friday, she called for Homeland Security to be completely defunded. In a Friday evening tweet, the Somali-born Minnesota lawmaker also called President Trump Individual One and his proposed border barrier hateful. When Democrats stood our ground last month, we proved that Individual One does not have the public support to ram his hateful wall through Congress. Let's stand firm. Hashtag not $1 for DHS. Now, what's curious about this, she was raising Cain the day before, saying it was an outrage that Minnesota TSA workers had still not received their back pay from the shutdown. How stupid are these people? Does she not even realize that TSA is part of Homeland Security? So one day she's expressing outrage they haven't gotten their back pay yet, and the next day she's calling for Homeland Security to be defunded so they wouldn't get any pay at all. Now, there are sheriffs out there that are saying, hang on a second here. More and more states have passed red flag laws, making it easier to take guns away from people who others claim to be suicidal or bent on violence against others. And courts are issuing an unprecedented number of seizure orders across the country. The New Mexico legislature is considering such a bill, along with 3 others. All of them are opposed by 29 out of the 33 county sheriffs in New Mexico. The 29 sheriffs signed a public statement saying the new laws would not be effective, contending the 4 bills represent a dangerous attack on Second Amendment rights. Although the vast majority of the sheriffs in New Mexico oppose these new laws, State Representative Joy Garrett said legislation like her House Bill 83 could have prevented massacres like the Parkland, Florida shooting last year. That's a lie. Laws are already in place that if law enforcement had followed through and not dropped the ball, as Sheriff Israel did, then this guy would not have passed a background check. So I'm left to suppose that she believes that if somebody's about to break the law by shooting up a high school, they won't break the law by getting a firearm illegally. And as I mentioned, Parkland is a particularly lousy example to use. There were already plenty of laws on the books that would have stopped the Parkland killer if only they had been enforced by the sheriff there. Instead, they ignored multiple reports of domestic violence and let the killer's rage build unchecked till it was too late. So how are you going to outlaw human error or outlaw a sheriff who has an agenda? But apparently the progressives believe that can be done. Quarter after six here on the Bobby Mack Show. There's one more story on this as well that I want to share with you about some of these sheriffs who are saying, not here. Be right back. Yeah, I'm ready for it. And for several of the months that precede September, the rest of the work week doesn't look all that bad, though, does it? Around near normal stuff, I think. I can live. At least we got a few bonus days leading into this stuff. 6:21 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I mentioned these gun grabbers out there again with their red flag laws. Some of the sheriffs in some of these states, and in states where you might not expect it, Washington State. Sheriffs in several conservative Washington counties, that's like an oxymoron, conservative Washington state counties. Sheriffs have refused to enforce the state sweeping restrictions on semi-automatic rifles. Those would be assault weapons, right, Money Penny? Yeah, assault rifles? Yeah. Until the courts decide whether they are constitutional. Well, if it goes to the Ninth Circus... The November measure raised the minimum age for buying semi-automatic rifles from 18 to 21, requires buyers to first pass a safety course, and added expanded background checks and gun storage requirements. This brought lawsuits from the NRA and the Second Amendment Foundation going to federal court, arguing the measure is unconstitutional. Sheriffs in 12, mostly rural counties, have decided they are not going to enforce the law until the courts decide on the challenge. The police chief of Republic followed the sheriff's route. I swore an oath to defend our citizens and their constitutionally protected rights, said Grant County Sheriff Tom Jones. Told the AP, I do not believe the popular vote overrules that. I believe your interpretation of the Constitution is correct, Sheriff Jones. Lincoln County Sheriff Wade Maggers said 75% of voters in his county voted against the bill and called the new rules unenforceable. The political grandstanding is disheartening, said Renee Hopkins, chief executive of the Alliance for Gun Responsibility. See, they always couch it, you know, as common sense gun control. Like New York believes in common sense abortion, right? Wow. One more on holding doors. Ralph in Spartanburg. Hi, Ralph, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Bob, how you doing?
So far, so good.
You're supposed to say, excellent, Bob. If you were doing any better, you'd be twins.
Or triplets.
Ooh, that's scary.
Yeah, anyway, can you imagine that? Me is two more just like me? Heaven forbid.
Would they have any hair?
Oh, yeah. I'm fine in the hair department.
I'm just joking. Well, anyway, the holding the door issue goes back to respect. No one says, excuse me, pardon me, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, anymore, hardly. So we've gotten rid of all courtesy.
Amen, brother.
Yep. But what I like to do is when I dress up, I'll get me a captain's hat, and I'll stand open the door with my hand out and get tipped.
See, that's what I love about you, Ralph. You're a glasses half. You are a glasses half full. Life hands you lemons, make lemonade kind of guy.
Now my cup overfloweth, Bob.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Ralph. I appreciate the
guy.
You too, my friend. Take care. All right, here we go. Time for today's edition of. Hang on just a second. You ready, Money Penny? Yep, we're all good to go for...
Boneheads in the News.
All righty then. This is even worse than holding doors for women. Pregnant woman had a major beef with a New York restaurant. New York City police searching for the woman who was caught on camera smashing a restaurant's windows and front doors in the Bronx with a baseball bat. after she allegedly found out the eatery ran out of the beef patties that she was craving. Wow.
She was arguing, screaming, hello, hello. So finally, another employee ran to the front. And they said to her, Miss, may I help you? And she said, yeah. The other lady said there's no beef patties. She started cursing with, you know, obscene words. They heard a loud noise. We thought it was gunshots or something like that. And we got scared. They ran in the front. There was glass shattered everywhere. And we've never seen anything like this. Never.
Nice. Where's the beef? We're just talking about guns. Radio station in Fairbanks, Alaska, KXLR. They're an active rock station, kind of like the Planet here. Getting some heat for their Valentine's Day promotion. Every time they play a Guns N' Roses song, the 10th caller wins a dozen roses and a hunting rifle. Sounds good to me. The idea works in Alaska, where I'm pretty sure, you know, you got to wonder about the occasional bear, but the station says people from down south, that's south of Alaska, who don't get the humor are upset over the entire deal. Well, they'll just have to live with it, won't they? Now, call me crazy, and that's been done before, but here's a marriage that may last. 31-year-old Matthew Amers got married in Northampton Township, PA, in late November, and it's safe to say the reception did not go as planned. Apparently, Matthew was overserved and did the following things. Hit on an underage waitress, followed her into the women's bathroom where he groped her and exposed himself, offered her $100 to have sex with him, got into a brawl with the country club staff when they wouldn't let him take alcohol outside, and then fought with the cops when they showed up. Hit with a ton of charges, indecent assault, the list goes on. No word on how his blushing bride feels about all this. If you're going to watch pornography, how about at least doing it in private? So you can not share your deviance with the rest of the world. How about 41-year-old Antonio Smallwood, Newport News, Virginia? Last Wednesday around 7, he decided to watch some porn. Only he projected the movie he wanted to watch onto his garage door.
Newport News man projected a movie involving sexual activity on the garage door of his home. Police say an officer tried to give 41-year-old Antonio Smallwood a summons, but he refused to sign it. So he was arrested and charged with obscene sexual display and obstruction of justice.
Nice work, Antonio. Ay, ay, ay. And then there is this one. Way off the old guys. This scammer picked the wrong senior citizen to go after. 94-year-old William Webster of Washington, D.C. and his wife Linda got a call from a man who threatened to set their house on fire or shoot them if they didn't pay him thousands of dollars. They didn't realize they had the wrong guy here. William Webster is the only person who's ever been director of the FBI and CIA. So when he got the scam call, he called the Fibbies. When the guy kept calling, they alerted the FBI. An agent listened in on one of the calls. Turns out the guy was a 29-year-old man in Jamaica, Keneal Thomas. When he decided to fly to New York to visit a friend, he was instantly arrested and has been in the Gray Bar Hotel. You know, if you're going to try and threaten somebody, probably not a good idea to go after a former director of the FBI and CIA. I'm just saying. There you go. There is today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
6:30, and Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side with the last half of the bonus hour, including today's good news story. It is the Bobby Mack Show, the show that when most progressives hear it come on the radio, instantaneously say,
shut up!
637, 23 before 7, here, the Monday edition. I got this in my email today, too, and I wanted to share it with you. If you know somebody thinking about changing jobs, a new employment, you know about this Topgolf place that's going to be opening here in the spring. It's right up there at I-85 and Pelham Road. Topgolf is a sports entertainment company. And the way they have it set up is they have this multi-level complex that features high-tech golf balls and gaming, climate-controlled hitting bays, big menu, handcrafted cocktails, music, and more. They're all over the country. They have 48 of them in the U.S. One of them you may have seen was featured on Golf Channel. Anyway, they're going to be opening in spring. And Topgolf today announced hiring plans. Oh, this is going to be their 54th location. Planned opening is late spring. They'll have about 350 new jobs posted online at topgolf.com/careers. And I thought it was kind of interesting because the way they are going about hiring people is through auditions. Yeah, don't just show up with your resume, all right? A Topgolf mission. Ambition hiring event is one of the most unique ways one will ever interview for a job. Cloaked in mystery, but full of intrigue, these events are Topgolf's special way of showcasing its culture of fun and energy. Applicants are inspired to leave their dress-up clothes and pre-rehearsed answers at the door and start thinking mission-minded. Their time interviewing will consist of gathering intel and navigating through group activities, interactive panel interviews, one-on-one conversations with Topgolf's venue leadership teams, games, and more. All right? Available positions include servers, bartenders, kitchen, maintenance, guest services staff, and many more. Interested applicants should register to audition at an upcoming Mission Ambition event. If you clear this initial stage, applicants will be one step closer to incredible career opportunities. Topgolf Greenville Director of Operations Tyler McCarthy said, "We're so excited to create 350 jobs here in Greenville with a wide variety of career opportunities. We look forward to meeting the talented candidates this city has to offer." So that caught my eye because it's not the usual, you know, bring your resume, you know, and the usual typical interview questions. They're doing some creative stuff here, and I thought that was kind of cool. Bobby, nice job on Boneheads in the News, but the stories in that segment all take a back seat to the Bonehead in Chief, AOC. Bob's headline: scantily clad women running through Florence Regional Airport found to be just another delusional female Democrat trying to attract attention to her presidential campaign announcement. Gotcha. Bob missed the gun segment. Could you do just a short recap? Rather than that, may I recommend that you go to our website, 1063WORD.com, our Facebook page. No, I'm sorry, our website. Yeah, right. 1063WORD.com. Look in the audio section at the top and go to my podcast and just put in guns. And that probably will bring up that segment. But it was in this hour. So it'll be in the fourth hour of the program. And you can hear it all there at your leisure. Bobby, one more thing on the door thing. If there's two doors, how about entering through the correct door and leaving likewise? Use the door on the right both times. Well, wait a second. Door on the right is okay at Walmart, but door on the right is not good at Walgreens. Entrance door at Walgreens is on the left. Bobby, common sense, common courtesy, common decency. Mind telling me where they've gone? Yeah, they're all politically incorrect. Which means little or nothing to me as the president of Insensitivity University, where we specialize in non-politically correct studies. Bobby, coming up in the House this week, H.R. 8, Pelosi and her gun-hating cronies have crafted a universal background check bill with dozens of trap doors. Web address ammoland.com. Pelosi wants to send you to prison for showing off your gun to a neighbor. Yeah, sounds about right. Hey, Bobby, methane burns. Perhaps AOC can bottle the flagellants, using them for another purpose, or invent a cowtolytic converter. Then they could make money having state emissions inspections for all the herds of cows. There you go. Bobby, just another friendly reminder for you and all your listeners. Go to liveaction.org, liveaction.org, to sign the petition to defund Planned Parenthood. Awesome as always, Bobby, and we thank you. Be safe, be focused, buckle up, and God bless. Just love the truth. Amen to that. Bobby, did I hear you earlier with a first-time caller mention cow bell? Yeah. Open the door for me. Pull out the chair for me. Carry my books for me. I am a strong woman and will enjoy every bit of it. Bob, don't the Hindus worship cows? So what has Occasional Cortex got to say to that? Well, this is not a Hindu nation, would be her response, right? Bobby, I was berated by, and I use this term loosely, a lady for whom I was holding a door. I waited until she was finished, and then I said, well, bless your heart. You're a... And then I close the door. Jeez. Bob's side effect of AOC's cow movement, record Chick-fil-A sales. Eat more chicken. Bob, it must be the final days, as it says in Revelations in the Bible, where right is wrong and wrong is right. The only way somebody like AOC should be taken seriously, but she was, if she was 9 years old and appearing on Steve Harvey's show, is she smarter than a fifth grader? I think we all know the answer to that one. Thank you to all the gentlemen who are still out there from a conservative woman. Our pleasure. Take a quick break here and then back with the final segment of the Bobby Mac Show, including today's good news story, which you may need a tissue for. Be right back here on the Bobby Mac Show on Monday. Welcome back. Closing minutes of the Bobby Mac Show here on Monday, 10 before 7 o'clock, in on the text line. Hey, Bob, was Tom Brady just joking when he said, Brady says good witch wife Giselle helps him win titles with altars and rituals? No, he was serious. And he's got like these runes, you know, little stones and stuff. Okay, fine. To the phones we go. Mike is next up. He is across the border in Hendersonville. You'll be happy or not, Mike, to hear I'm wearing my Carolina blue tonight in honor of the Heels playing the UVA Cavs coming up top of the hour at 7.
Hey, Bobby, I enjoy your show. I just wanted to tell you, you were talking about women, and I had one time when I held the door for a lady, and she got all indignant and stuff, and she said, "Excuse me, I'm capable of holding the door for myself. I don't need you holding it for me." And I said, "Excuse me," I said, "I thought you were a lady. I mistook you for a lady. My daddy only told me to be a gentleman."
Did she respond or just give you an evil stare?
Oh, she responded. I found out she speaks fluent French.
There you go. Yeah. It's crazy, you know. But despite that, that's the way I was raised. I was taught, you know, and it's not just women. You know, somebody has their arms full, or somebody has an impediment, some kind of, you know, broken arm, broken leg, or something. They're using a cane. They need a little help. I don't mind giving it to them. And, you know, if they want to thank me in that kind of fashion, well, I guess they're welcome to that, too.
Well, I just thought I'd relay that experience to you.
I appreciate it, Mike. I hope you had a good evening. Hope you have a good evening coming up. All right, here we go. Here is today's good news story.
Time to feel good.
Why not?
It's Bobby Mack's good news.
Yes, indeedy. Many of you know that I have a soft spot in my heart for the Big Green Machine. That would be the Jarheads, USMC. It was a Marine. His name was Nick Walsh, 26 years old, when he gave his life for America in Iraq in 2007. Nick had wanted to pass his Bronco truck onto his sons, Tristan and Tanner, when they were old enough. So 12 years after Nick's death, his wife, Julie, made it happen.
It was amazing. I was just so surprised. I was just really happy that my mom did not sell the Bronco. I was just really happy.
I felt really excited to see that the truck was back in good shape after it was just collecting dust inside the garage.
I'm just kind of thinking about him every time and how he felt whenever he was starting the truck. Just real excited.
Oh my gosh, you know, these guys are just so amazing. I mean, it's like they can almost sense, like, if we need something. And I mean, they are all just amazing men. I mean, they are just incredible.
The Marines that she's referring to are Marines who served with Nick. They sent a message to his sons about their father, his Bronco, and what it all means to them.
I served with your dad at First Recon.
Your dad's, you know, memory lives on with all of us.
I know that he's proud of you guys.
I remember driving around in that Bronco with your dad. It's a lot of responsibility, so no texting and driving.
You drive in the snow, he's looking at you, and he'll always love you, all right?
Remember your dad each time you drive it. God bless and Semper Fi.
You got a whole family of recon guys around you that you can reach out to if you ever need anything.
Nice. Nice. Have no relationship, especially these guys in recon. No friends like that any place else in life. So there you go. There's today's good news story. In on the text line 71307. Bob, a lot of these people that you hold doors for don't say thank you. Don't say one word. I suspect they are Yankees. Bob, it's common for Hollywood to show 5-foot-tall women beating the you-know-what out of 10 or 15 trained Marines. Yeah, in Hollywood. Bob, about Brady, what does that make Bill Belichick, a warlock? Bobby, here's my idea for a new game show. Are fifth graders smarter than Democrat congressmen and women? Bobby, I'm a woman, and I enjoy having a door held for me. I also like holding a door for either sex if someone is handicapped or has their arms full. Gotcha. Bobby is such the true professional. He corrects my bad language in texts and makes them sound way better. Thank you so much. Love the show. Thank you guys for being there. Thank you for being there. Got to wrap it up for today. Thanks so much for being along, as always. And see you tomorrow afternoon, right after Rush.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have today.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter,
every time we say goodbye,
goodbye.
You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Hello, I must be going.
What?
I must be going.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Broadcast day.
Goodbye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.